Bendy and the Ink Machine. It was created by Mr. Mead, and it's basically on the idea of, what if an animation studio back in the 20s and 30s dove in black magic, and used magic ink to make creations come to life? Now, on paper, that sounds like an interesting idea for a mystery horror game, right? Well, no. No, it isn't. Just like the same problems that plagued Hello Neighbor, the same thing unfortunately happened here. It became too overambitious, and certain ideas just didn't seem to stick together. I'll explain further as I get into the meat. Get it? And potatoes here. So, let's go back in time to the 1920s and 30s and see where Bendy and the Ink Machine unfortunately fumbled. Starting with the plot. Our story begins as a storyboard artist named Henry is summoned by a boss, Joey Drew, to go into a studio and investigate, something. By the way, it's never elaborated what it is, so tough tits, jackass. Anyways, you come across ink creatures, the form of people and monsters who are part of the studio thanks to an ink machine that Joey somehow made. Not only did it turn their creations into reality, the ink also has magic powers to transform people based on their desires and instincts. Or something, I don't know. All the while, you're stalked by Bendy, who seems pissed off that his show is over and now has free reign of the place. And the projectionist, a guy who also stops you for reasons. And a guy named Sammy Lawrence, who is an insane fanatic to Bendy, and calls him his lord and master. For some reason. Are you sensing a theme here? Along the way, you meet Boris, the wolf, and Alice Angel, actors who voice the characters transformed into them. Your overall goal is to escape the studio and stop Bendy's rampage as he mutates and gets more and more monstrous and unhinged. And that's basically it. But even then, the story doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, and there are numerous writing errors and plot holes. So, supposedly Henry's worked at this studio for a long time, yet he has no idea there are other sections of the studio and an actual working ink machine? How? How does he not know his own workplace? Does he not have free rein to explore or take a piss? It gets even weird at one point. Alice Angel acts like she knows who Henry is and why he's here. And later, she has no idea why you came here at all. Like, what? And Boris, who was so friendly and gung-ho to help you earlier, suddenly hates your guts and leaves you to die. What the fuck is this writing and pacing? At one point, Sammy Lawrence gets killed by Bendy because, well, Bendy hates his guts, then he seems to recognize Henry, and yet when we see him again, he acts like Henry's the one who lied to him about Bendy, despite the fact that your stupid ass got killed by him. You were there! Ugh. So after fucking around, you get chased by Bendy, who looks like a xenomorphic mix-in with a gorilla, and have to find a film reel titled The End. And that's the final episode. And where is it? Oh, it's in the storeroom right next to him. Fuck, that was easy. I have several questions. One, why did he leave this out in the open, not guarded? Two, if this is his weakness, why didn't he take it with him or destroy it since he wants to live forever? And finally, three. Really? A film reel? That's how you kill him? Are you serious? Lame. Then it cuts to Joy Druin as an old man in present day telling the story. Apparently. Did it really happen? Was it all in Joey's head? Oh wait, never mind, because the story starts all over again in a time loop. Yeah. Did I somehow forget to mention this game is in a time loop? I certainly as fuck didn't, because this just came out of nowhere. And that's it. That's how it ends. Roll credits. Wow. That literally answered nothing. Thanks, Bendy. And fuck you too. Now let's go on to gameplay. It plays in first person like every other horror game nowadays. You have your choices of weapons from a pipe, axe, etc. You go around the studio solving puzzles and trying to escape the studio and your pursuers. When you're chased by Bendy or the Projectionist, you hide in these miracle spots, which are basically lockers for you to hide in until they wander off. But, the game is awfully glitchy and can sometimes break. One time, Bendy just stood there and never left, and you couldn't escape. Another time, you fight Sammy Lawrence, and what's supposed to happen is a cutscene was supposed to play and move on. Here, he just stands in place, covers his face, and cries. And with that, you are stuck. Hell, even your inventory isn't safe. Sometimes it can even glitch and mistake the data into thinking you already picked the item, which you didn't. And guess what? Softlocked. You might be thinking, oh, just load from a previous checkpoint, stop bitching, you fucking noob. Wrong. There are no checkpoints, bitch. You fuck up, you start all over again from the chapter. It's maddening. I'm convinced there was no proper QA testing because fucking Christ. It's also not scary since you basically fight everything if you have a weapon, and just seeing Benny in the projections is making you go, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. No, instead you go, oh fuck off, I'm doing my tasks here, God. Needless to say, not impressed. Aside from a couple flourishes from the music here and there, it's pretty much non-existent and forgettable. Upon completing the game for the first time, you unlock a flashlight that lets you see hidden messages and drawings by Henry in the future. So, we've done this multiple times? When the fuck was time travel and time loops advertised in the trailers? Oh wait, never. And guess what? It's never brought up again. Fucking hell, I wanted to like this game because of the premise alone, but the whole thing just ruins it. It desperately needs a rewrite. It doesn't even need to be a horror game, it could be a mystery exploration game where you can solve the issue and free these people, but nope, that sounds too interesting, so fuck you. Aside from all that, it just seems rather boring to me. I like Bendy Boris and Ella's Angel and some of the cartoon characters in the lore of the studio, but besides that, there's nothing. Hell, Henry himself barely talks in this game. It doesn't seem to react to anything like a regular human being would. He's just bland and boring. My final score is 1 out of 10. It had promise, but like Hello Neighbor, it grew too ambitious and kinda lost the original concept it was going for. An animation studio in the 20s and 30s doing black magic or fucked up things to stay alive. That's it. Again, this is my opinion and you can take it with a grain of salt, but I hated it. The story is shit, it's all over the place, the pacing sucks so much as it brushes over too many things or goes too slow, and worst of all, it's not scary. If it can't scare you, then it fails, just like Hello Neighbor. That's all. Now if you excuse me, I have to finish the script and upload this. Now then, Bendy and the Ink Machine. It was created by Mr. Mean, it's basically an idea of...